Our parsha is Parshas Vayishlach, and the parsha takes us from Yaakov's difficulties with his brother when he left, and then Yaakov's difficulties being impoverished in a foreign land and contending with Laban, who's trying to trick him, to a new type of difficulty, and that is the difficulty of protecting his family. Here he is coming back to the land of Israel, and the first threat he faces is Esav to kill his family. If beforehand, if 20 years earlier, he was worried about his own life, but then he could go into a Beis Medrash and hide, now that option isn't as easy. Now he has to set up the camps, and even though he tries to run, God sends an angel, it's different. And the responsibility of family is a dual responsibility. On the one hand, it's a strength. When his daughter is abducted later in the parsha, his sons take control of the story. On the other hand, it's a responsibility. He has to protect his children, he has to stand up to Esav, and he has to do everything to ensure that they're not harmed, be it in their chinuch. He tells Esav, you go ahead, I'll get there. Or physically. It always has this dual nature. As a parent in a family, you're always balancing the two. On the one hand, the kids are supposed to help. The kids are a part of the solution to all the problems. The kids are a good reason to wake up in the morning. When everything else fails, a person reminds himself, wait a second, this is the greatest blessing in the world. If a guy loses everything in the stock market, if a guy has whatever hardships he's facing, he stops and he looks and he says, wait, I have the home. On the other hand, that home is most cherished. And it's interesting that Hashem says, when you promise to help others, when a person takes a vow and he dedicates it, like Yaakov says, I will erect a house of worship and I will give a tithe, Hashem says, I am holding you accountable by what you cherish most. It is your wife, it is your children that are collateral for that vow. Our sages warned us that wherever we can, we should avoid taking vows. But at a time of danger, then one may take a vow, and that's what Yaakov Avinu does. He's in danger, he's running from his brother, and he takes a vow. And because he is not quick enough to fulfill on his vow, he pays the greatest price. He pays the price, be it with the loss of his wife Rachel, or be it with the abduction of his daughter Dinah. Again, we see this dual nature. The children are the collateral, they're the treasured collateral, but he pays the price with them at the end of the day. We see in our parsha the difficulties of Yaakov's life. We see that Yaakov tries to do everything right, and we see that Yaakov does a lot of things that are right. There are a lot of things we learn from him. And yet Chazal also point to us certain things that he does wrong, and we're supposed to learn from that. Yaakov seems to be enveloped in darkness. Here he has Esav. Here he has his daughter abducted. It's not like Avram and Yitzhak. Avram and Yitzhak, God interferes and they don't get away with hurting their wives. Their wives are abducted, but they're not violated. Yaakov's daughter is violated. The house of Jacob is invaded. The fights from within. Yishmael does not overtake Yitzhak. Esav does not overtake Yaakov. But Yaakov's own children do overtake Yosef in next week's parsha. The difficulties become more complex, and they hit at home. Yaakov is a different of the patriarchs. Yaakov has strengths that the others did not have. Yaakov's, very often we forget his strengths. Chazal say that his blessing was greater than the blessings of his parents. Birkot Avicha, he tells his son, your father, he tells his own son, meaning my blessings are bigger than my parents' blessings. Meaning Yaakov takes a step forward beyond where Avram and Yitzchak were. And yet with that step forward, as Yaakov develops into the family, there are great difficulties and great hardships. Yaakov contends with him. Yaakov stands up to the challenge. But Yaakov also spends much of his life weeping and much of his life hiding and running. And that is part of the difficulty. We see this dual nature in the life of Yaakov, the happiness, the sadness, the responsibility, the collateral, the dual nature of the big family, both being the source of blessing and the source of troubles. And that, to a great extent, was also our history throughout our exile. The family was the source of our strength. The family was the source of our happiness. And yet the family was also the danger. The family was what we were most worried about. We most cherished, and yet we had to be so careful. What's going to be in the time of the Crusades? What's going to be when they try to abduct our children and bring them into the church? It had this dual nature. Well, that's the dual nature of blessing. When Hashem blesses and one grows, we're told, Malbin chasim malbin da'agad. The more you have, the more you have to worry about. So Yaakov represents that to a great extent. We will continue with Yaakov throughout the parashios, and we see it has both elements. The tragic element, and yet the happier element. All his children say Shema Yisrael at the end of his days. Avraham and Yitzchak didn't have that. All his children are going in the way of Hashem. He has that dual nature. It is both the greatest blessing and the greatest hardships.